cool conversation right now. And with the surfing action still unfolding on the beachfront, Abuelito Pro, presented by O'Neill, is reaching its climax. The finale expected to be happening tomorrow on Willard Beach. Saturday looks set to crown a champion. But listen, we've already had an incredible showcase of surfing up to now. And some absolutely amazing stories unfolding on the beachfront. And right now, I want to shine a spotlight on a particularly special aspect of this year's Abuelito Pro, because for the first time, this 2023 edition of the Abuelito Pro included a very special parasurfing expression session segment. And for those that were witnessing it and were part of the magic on the beachfront, it was an absolutely eye-opening experience. And right now we're going to make it an ear-opening experience. We're going to tell you all about it on the morning show. And in the studio with me, we've got a full house, all the microphones occupied. And introducing my special guests this morning, I've got a parasurfer in the house with me. No surfboard, but she's brought the stoke with her. And Similo Damini is with us for a fresh Friday. Similo, how are you?
I am well, thank you. Thank you for having us. I'm here in Abuelito for the Abuelito Pro. So yeah, hopefully parasurfing is going to be highlighted.
We're doing it. We're putting it on the map right now. Alongside you, I've got Julia Van Zyl, who is the founder and MD of an amazing organization called Made for More. Julia, how are you today?
Good, thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us today.
Hey, really, really excited to lift the lid on this and to shine a spotlight on what you guys are up to. And alongside you, rounding out my special guest panel this morning, I've got Hayley Smith, who is the proud mom of a parasurfer. Jared Smith is your son. Hayley, welcome to the microphone. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much for having us. It's just a pleasure being here. Thanks, Mike.
We've been having such a cool chat off air, and now we're going to do it all over again and tell Abuelito all about it. For those that have seen some of the stuff on social media, or who might have been on the beach when the parasurfing took to the water, it's a historic addition to the Pro this year, the inclusion of this parasurfing segment, and I have no doubt it's going to be now a firm fixture. But let's take things a few steps back, and maybe Julia, we can start with you and the Made for More story. What is Made for More all about, and where did it come from?
Awesome. So Made for More, our heart is to include, equip, and empower people with disabilities. And we do that through various programs, including obviously our parasurfing and surf therapy program. We have farming initiatives. We do some stuff with mental health. And it's really just a program to come alongside people with disabilities and to say, we see you, we believe in you, and we want to see you thrive. We want to see you living in your passion. We want to see you living in your purpose. Amazing. And that's really what Made for More is about.
And when did the Made for More movement start rolling? How far back?
So started it in 2016, and I was working at a school for children with physical disabilities at the time, and just seeing that they needed so much more than just education. They needed to be seen and known more holistically. They needed to be a part of family. And that's really the heart of why Made for More exists.
Amazing. And now you're a surfer yourself, am I right?
I'm a surfer, yes.
So it was inevitable that sooner or later there would be a surfing dimension to the Made for More offering, hey?
100%, yeah. I mean, the ocean and what it's given me personally, the freedom of the ocean, it's my church, you know, it's the place where I connect with God, it's the place where I connect with community, and it really just is a place of healing and joy and freedom for me, and I think I wanted others to experience that.
And it seems to me that there's been quite a cool growing interest in this space of surf therapy. And there's a lot of science now that's backing up what surfers have known for forever, which is that there is a power in the ocean, and there's so much going on when you get in the water, if you're able to immerse yourself in a surf session, you come out changed, and the change can be long lasting.
100%,
and yeah. It can really be healing.
Mm.
I'm fascinated by this this growing movement. And I want to find out from Similo, as a as an athlete yourself, as a parasurfer now, how did you connect with the team Made for More, and what was your journey like into parasurfing?
So for me, obviously, water has been a place where I feel good, and you know, swimming has been part of my life for the longest time. And being just wanting to do more, you know, despite being differently abled, I was just like trying to find something else to do in the water besides just swimming, you know, and obviously the surfing, but then you kind of like, how am I going to actually do this, you know? And then I came across Made for More, and the minute I just got in touch with them, they're like, yeah, you come down here and you're going to surf. And I'm like, wait a minute, can I just see what this is all about? I don't want to die out there. They're like, nah, we got you. The first time I got there, I got on a surfboard and my life has changed. I have done so much just being part of this amazing, amazing family, because that's what they are to me now. You know, being able just to be out there in the ocean and, you know, like sometimes like you'd go for like early morning surf, like 5:30, I'm out there and, you know, you ask someone like, hey, I need to go and surf. Would you go? Can you come? And they're like, yeah, no, sure. You know, people take time out of their lives, out of their days just to come and help you. On the days where we have the surfing sessions, you know, all these volunteers are there who are not paid. You know, they're there to offer their time and their energy with us. You know, they're pulling us on surfboards, you know, into these waves, and they just are so happy to do so. And the things that you do when you're out there because of the help that is there, it's just amazing. So for me, Made for More is family, and Made for More, like it says, it's like, you know, as much as I'm differently able, but I am Made for More. So it's just, I live that.
Amazing. And I can tell that there's such, you know, genuine love and emotion when you're speaking. We're feeling it in the studio right now. We're going to take an emotional music break right now. And then on the other side, we're going to come back and we're going to hear Hades' story and her special connection. But just before we hit the break, for those that are listening and have caught this part one, Julia, if anyone's got a phone in their pocket and they want to quickly check out your handles and more information, what's the smartest online portal to point them to?
Probably Instagram and Facebook at Made for More SA, and you can find everything you need there.
Go check that out right now. We'll be back with part two on the other side of this one. Getting into the waves right now with Glass Animals and Heat Waves on our front.